The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hello, everyone. How are we feeling? Welcome to episode 82.
I'm feeling super-tastic.
Lucky 82.
Super-tastic. That's
yeah.
New.
It's one. Like putting super and fantastic together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super-tastic. It's a new thing.
All the
kids are saying it.
Love that. Not really. But listen, I also want to say a special thank you to all the listeners who have been leaving comments and rating us on all the platforms that you listen to us on.
Yeah.
Whether it be Spotify.
It really helps.
Great.
Apple Podcast review, you know, get us up there. We want to be number one in comedy. Why can't we be number one in comedy? I feel like that is
I think we're getting there.
Yeah, we can totally get there.
Not only in Sim America, but like, the world.
Yeah,
I want number
world.
One in comedy. I want it all. But anyway,
we're pretty close in the Philippines.
Yeah, shout out to
the
Philippines.
Gotta give it up to Pennsylvania for that. So thank you.
Stop.
Whether I sneak away to the Philippines, you know, they're still gonna take pictures of my dairy. Right?
I
want to say,
I'm
not Brittany. I'm still in the competition, unlike her. You know what I mean? But yes. So thank you to everybody. So just please continue to do that. Review us on YouTube as well, because we have a YouTube channel. Be sure to be on that. But before we get into the actual first segment, we want to give a little shout out to No No Glow, don't we, Kim? Right?
Yeah. Well,
they're talking about how your strength.
I feel like this comment is a whole bunch of shade. They I finally had some fan art, which
You've had fan art before.
I know, but
Not
lately, I hadn't had a lot, and I was getting a little bit.
Oh please,
in my feelings.
Like you
want to
cry?
No,
oh,
I don't cry. And for some reason, No No Glow. It's a half sweet, half shady, and it's like a drawing of me crying. And I'm just like, where's that coming from?
They're showing you two moments.
Crying. It just shows that No No Glow has a using that app that they're using has a very vivid imagination.
No, I think that
it's
you...
a very colorful imagination, because I don't do that. So the fact that you can visualize.
She's being strong right now, but she cried when she saw the fan art, and it wasn't like happy tears.
They're
it
trying
was,
to say,
"Why
like,
do people see me this way?" And it's like, "Well, honey,
I don't even." Oh my god, really?
You're gonna
attack me right now?
Mm-hmm. I think it looks good.
So No No Glow, you really captured her essence. So thank you for sending that. And please continue to send your fan art. We love it all to everyone who's listening. Also, be sure to grab merch at shopsimgm.com.
Yeah.
And we have what's that?
Yeah,
what?
They brought back the I Am So Watermelon design.
Mm-hmm.
There's also new colors for the popular That's So Watermelon bubble t-shirt. There's different colors you can get now, because for the longest it was literally just black.
I didn't know you could make font with bubbles.
Well, it's a very energetic, very lively font,
yeah,
so you
like
may not
lively.
Be into it.
Yeah, it's the opposite of a Courtney font. If Courtney had a font...
It
would literally,
Times New Roman.
Courtney's font is when the cursor is blinking.
We also have a new thing on shopsimgin.com, which is giving you all requests for shout outs. So you go to the website.
You want
you
us
pick
to
your,
get all up.
Well, not shout outs. So you can, it's like literally you can, it's a personalized audio message. So you
We're
can.
We're going to get so personal.
It's a personalized audio message. There are some restrictions. So don't get crazy.
Yeah.
Fine
but
print.
You tell us what to say. Like, it's me, Courtney, Chloe.
You request what you want us to say.
You request what you want us to say, and we say it. After you buy it, then there's like a form, and you select who you want to say it. I mean, if you want just me, I totally understand, because I am.
Do you really want to waste your purchase on that? I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
Yeah,
but I think you want me.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this soothing voice in your ear.
Wow, you're really screwing up your chances of getting a purchase.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think I honestly just sold out with that.
Sure. But anyway,
it's going quick. So it might even be gone by the time this goes out.
Right. But it's something that if it does well, we look to do it in the future. So just keep an eye out.
Bring it back if it does well. So
yeah. So just keep an eye out for it. Okay.
We're doing it for you.
Yes, we are. And for, you know, me.
And for me.
And for my bank account. Okay. So you left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding. Okay. So our first one is from Simrina Jackson. Okay, so I guess they really want us to know, like, this is a sim. This is a sim. This is a
pretty name.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, Simrina cool Jackson.
And if it's not, honey, that's quite the coincidence. If you're actually human. Hi, Kardashian sisters. Hi. Well, hi, everyone except Kim.
Okay, well, you. Never mind. Your name is trash.
Wow. They really don't want to talk to you. And I can see why. Wow, the anger.
Yeah, so aggressive.
They came at me.
The temper tantrum. I love your podcast and the SimGM channel and listen to you all the way from Sim London. Oh my God, Sim London.
Mm-hmm. That's so far.
I haven't been there in a while.
That's like down the street.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You
well,
would definitely need a car to get there. Like get on the freeway.
Yeah, it'd be like a 15-minute flight. If you take your chopper, like we have a private chopper.
We do have the chopper, so we could get there faster, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, as you've probably realized, I am furious with Kim. Honey, everybody is.
No reason.
Yeah. I've heard the warnings made by Courtney and the fighter and survivor sister Chloe about glow, 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 but I wanted to try it out for myself and hope that there would be positives instead of negatives.
There are.
What?
How would you think?
Well, good
positives?
For you.
Good for you, yet they're furious, so something happened. And
probably
this is
furious at you two for holding them back for so long and not getting the product.
Whatever happened to them is on them because they literally said that they listened to us and they're whatever. Boy, was I wrong. Here we go. I ordered Kim's Glow 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 eyeshadow palette. Here we go. 6 months ago, and it only arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
So was it a pre-order, Kim? Was it a pre-order?
We don't do pre-orders.
Okay.
We let them know it's going to take a while. Like that's literally
that's their estimated date. A while.
We don't
that's
say ridiculous. That on the product description, but once you buy it, then you are sent
how
that final says
purchase,
this will take.
That's when they find out.
Yeah, at
that
the
is
final
so
purchase, that's when they find out. And because like you're making a commitment, and we are too.
You okay? I'm moving on. I tried it out before going to a party with friends. I forgot to remove my makeup before sleeping. I woke up with a full face of fur, but I only used the palette on my eyes. So you mean to tell me you put this product on and you only saw the effects the day later? That's an improvement, Kim. Congratulations. Usually it's right away and they're like burned.
No, it's only if people, well, this Simrina is saying that they straight up didn't follow the instructions. Like, what do you expect? What do you expect, literally?
I took the bus and went to a lab where my boyfriend conveniently works. When he saw me, he screamed. After an hour, I convinced him that it was me. Oh, wow. I asked him to check what type of chemicals were in the palette. After 5 minutes of examining a sample of the palette under a microscope, he found that there were radioactive toxic chemicals that
Shocker.
Had been mixed. Yeah, I know, right? Mixed in with animal fur in the palette. Kim?
This
Some
sounds
wild
like
animal got in your lab.
No, this
and
sounds
contaminated your product.
This,
you think that
do,
it was an accident, Courtney?
We do have a lot of squirrels, but I will say that this what? In particular sounds more so like something like the brush that they used. What?
You have a lot of squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radioactive.
This sounds
squirrels
more
like
something that they use. Chloe, like, get over what? It. There are animals around in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there are animals around,
and
but
sometimes
usually
we have squirrels. Like, what?
Yeah, usually
what
outside, bitch.
Outside the building, yeah.
Yeah, maybe sometimes an animal could get in, but you're saying it like you have just animals around, like, the squirrels, don't mind them.
Sometimes when our workers, I found, and this is what I've been told because I'm not there day to day, because, you know, you have to work on your business, business. I've been told that sometimes we have certain workers who, when they're on their 5-minute lunch break, they like to have nuts. And
are you kidding
me? That can attract all types of animals.
So not only do you not have pest control,
a lot of things you just said is wrong.
You don't have FDA approval. Okay, I'm moving on.
I have FBA.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. It is obvious that Kim doesn't check what chemicals and ingredients are used to make her pallets. 100% correct. Yeah. I want a refund. Not going to happen, honey. And compensation. My face is ruined. Thanks a lot, Kim. Chloe and Courtney were right. Cry emoji. Honey, we are always trying to warn everybody and they just keep making the same.
Samrina, you're in luck because we will be putting out a glow, glow, glow shaving cream.
Oh, are you kidding me?
And that could definitely come in handy in your case.
Why would they buy that?
Are you going to give it to them free of charge?
Well, they have a face full of fur, which is not my fault, but I'm always here to help. Like, there's a hotline that you can call.
Okay, so maybe you're not going to... Oh, yeah, your hotline. Mm-hmm.
Within 9 to 10 business months, you're going to hear back from us and we can get you that link buy some glow, glow, glow shaving cream.
First question, are you going to give them a refund?
No.
Second question,
like,
are you going to give them the shaving cream free of charge?
Like I said before, buying something from Glow, Glow, Glow is a commitment. It's a marriage. And it doesn't end until between 90 and 95 days.
Are you going to give them
a divorce?
Are you going to give them shaving cream free of charge?
I'm going to definitely send the link free of charge. Here's
the
thing.
Well, listen.
You said yourself that you left. This is on you because you didn't follow instructions and you went to bed with a face full of makeup, which you shouldn't do regardless, ever.
Regardless if you're,
they were just sleeping.
If it's contaminated with animal chemicals and
the
all these
animal,
things, regardless.
Like I said, we have squirrels, but that doesn't mean like they were probably using some type of brush that had used animal hair for whatever it may have been.
So
we
in the factory line, they're just squirrels.
We definitely don't tolerate.
In the factory line, there are just some squirrels that hop around the products.
Yeah, they're on the conveyor belts and stuff.
On the pallet.
They're in the building, but that doesn't mean that they're around our product.
I think you need to get Vanish in there and get the squirrels out. How about that? Use them for something that actually is like merited.
Listen, have you ever seen, Samrina, have you ever seen the movie Teen Wolf? You saw how that turned out for him. He was popular. He was surfing on cars.
I was going to say, you're lucky this wasn't any worse because Samrina's boyfriend could have shot them with a silver bullet.
Yeah. You turned them into a werewolf.
Some makeup gives you acne if you go to sleep with it, and then some you grow fur.
Okay, we're going to move on. Samrina, you knew what you're getting yourself into. You said it yourself, honey. Now you're going to have to live as a werewolf for the rest of your life.
I think I would go to a glow, glow, glow wax museum, though.
Oh, would you? To see all of the different creatures that have been created?
Yeah, that
actually would
be kind of
cool. You know what? We might open up a museum, but it's just going to be great product after great product in the history and the goodness it's brought to different people.
I think
and how I've become a successful business.
I think we finally found the product that I want you to use for that video tutorial you're going to do as a short. I think we found it.
Well, that's not happening. I mean,
yes, it is.
I will definitely, there will definitely be a product shown.
We're going to do it.
And you're going to use it.
Yes, you are. Okay, moving on to this person with a very interesting name named Chloe Watermelon Cockroach. With
except,
a K.
Yeah, the Chloe is spelled like glow.
Now, yeah. K-H. Now, if you are trying to blend my name with glow, 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 the disrespect, first of all.
What an honor, yeah. Honestly.
No, the disrespect.
Like, you should feel
that's
honored.
Like the biggest
The disrespect.
Insult.
It's your big sister's company and your name. Like,
Okay, well, let's see how this goes. And then let's see how this goes. Okay. Hello to the most watermelon thin legend inventor of booty booty pop juice, gas passing legend, revenge body ways instructor, and host of the podcast, Chloe. Well, honey, you got everything right, but I did not invent
Chloe,
booty booty pop juice.
How did you read that without, and then didn't need to take a breath? That was literally impressive.
That was impressive.
I took a breath before.
And you didn't even like stumble or anything.
I am reading this because it comes very naturally to me. Everything that they're saying comes very naturally
to
me.
What they're saying isn't true. So I think when it's a lie,
It isn't true. You're right. It isn't true. I am not the inventor of booty booty pop juice. That's not true. But I do pass gas. And I do pass gas through the app.
Oh, my God.
Through the app where you can pass somebody some car gas.
This must be a long-time listener.
Yes, it is. But I am not the inventor of Booty Booty Pop Juice. But thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Hello to the unbothered Kardashian sister that owns the best business in the family, Courtney. Yeah.
Well, I think they spelled my name wrong.
We all have an opinion. We have every right to be wrong. Kim, you bioweapon inventing snake, I'll see you in court.
I don't get where, like, okay, the only person who ever said this whole...
Kim, let me finish the...
Whoever said this whole
finish.
Bioweapon thing was Chloe, and she's what she's done is she's poisoned minds with her little cockroach cult.
I've poisoned minds? Well, I'd rather poison minds than like their actual freaking bodies and their faces with fur.
The only body getting their body poisoned is when they drink that booty booty pop juice. Like, who knows what's in that?
Oh, shut up, you squirrel having factory bitch. All right. I ordered my Thim GM merch, which I was very happy with. However, at the bottom of the box, I found a sample of Booty Booty Pop Juice, which I was very happy with, as you should be.
Okay, very happy.
Yes, that's you. You say ew?
Yeah.
Ew to your face. That will be full of fur when you do that tutorial. As soon as I drank it, my whole ass flattened and my booty hole closed entirely. I ran crying to the emergency room, and after some tests, they found toxic bioweapon substances floating in my system. Kim, did you take one of my products?
What did you do, Chloe?
This doesn't sound like booty booty pop juice at all.
It's from a booty booty pop juice bottle.
I showed them the booty booty pop juice bottle, and the doctor noticed the label peeling off the can.
Wow, cheap products.
Underneath the booty booty pop juice, there was a different label that said glow, 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 body hole juice. I knew it. I knew this wasn't booty booty pop juice. We don't even do this free sample stuff like that because everybody buys our products.
That sounds like somebody's trying to sabotage.
Drink it and you get a whole body.
A body.
Yeah. Apparently your
W-H-O-L-E. Well, we do have that product, but I wouldn't ever like try to disguise my product.
All your holes closed.
So now you're affecting
people who are W-H-O-L-E as in you're feeling whole.
No, as in somebody took a whole label and put it over the booty booty product.
I don't know who did that, but I'm just saying that our actual glow, glow, glow body hole juice, which we are still working on, when you drink it, you do feel whole. Now, you should obviously have nutrients.
It fills holes, all right.
You do not mess with our brand. Do you understand me?
I'm not even doing this. I might have some very dedicated workers who feel the need
to break the law.
And they will be dealt with. That's why Vanish is there.
Maybe it was a squirrel, bitch. Okay, let's move on. The instructions on the can said that you're supposed to pour the soda on your whole body except on the booty hole. Mm-hmm. As soon as the doctors saw the glow, glow, glow label, they notified the authorities. The FBI quarantined not only the hospital, but the whole city. But they were too late.
Wow.
The Glowzilla was able to smell the toxic waste coming out of the can, and it made its way into the city. People are fighting for their lives, and my ass is still flat and booty holeless. Your consequences, Kim, for your actions are starting to merge with other people. First, you take a label and you cover it.
I didn't do that.
And then you got people. And so you can't blame, read the instructions, because somebody,
well, they looked at
a worker, a squirrel.
After the fact.
Yeah, because there was a label over you, stupid bitch.
And yours don't have instructions?
They do.
It sounds like
and
a
it's
booty,
just
booty, pop
drink
juice situation.
It's just drink it, rub it in. It's like topical, or you can drink it. We all know that. So they followed the instructions of the right product.
Why would you ever put a product near your booty hole?
Sometimes it's necessary.
Not this type of product.
Okay, and they would know that if the label wasn't covered. Anyway, finishing this off, it says, besides ruining my life, you're also trying to sabotage your sister's endorsed product. Chloe, my lawyers are contacting yours as we speak. Good. I hope to speak to them soon. So we can team together and take the stupid bitch to jail for once and for all. If the Glowzilla gets me, let this be my testimony for court. I'm currently sheltering in the ruins of the city with nothing but my SimGM merch to protect me. Sending all my love, fellow fighter and survivor, and the biggest cockroach with a K.
I will say thank you so much for getting the SimGM merch, and I do hope.
Keep fighting my cockroach, and I hope that SimGM merch was the cockroach shirt, right?
You look great. You might have no booty hole.
A flat butt as well.
You probably won't make it.
Okay, we need to get to the bottom of that label.
That is so dangerous to put booty booty pop juice near your butthole. Like,
keep fighting on. This is something you literally didn't ask for. You just got some SimGM merch, and instead you thought you had a sample of a beautiful,
disgusting,
great product. But what I will tell you is get an actual can of booty booty pop juice, and honey, that booty hole and that butt are going to be popping. Okay? Everything's going to get back to normal. Okay? This isn't the first time that this has happened. Okay?
And I didn't know the Glowzilla was attracted to glow, glow, glow products.
Yeah. Now that Glowzilla is still at large.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's
summoned. That's all you have to say?
It's summoned by glow, glow, glow products, like the Power Rangers would summon their dinosaurs.
So all these sightings of the glow, glow, glowzilla are true. People are saying, like, I saw it with my own eyes.
You know, sometimes people, they let their imaginations get away from them, and they could start believing that they're seeing certain things that just aren't there.
Moving on.
If enough people say it,
moving
on.
No.
Yeah. It's like alien
sightings.
They're surviving right now in the city.
Yeah. Under the ruins.
You know, a lot of older cities, like in European and all that, they have ruins from older, like, ancient times. That's not uncommon.
No, it's not the same, and you know it.
It's literally not uncommon.
They're in their ruins era.
Okay, we have to move on. Moving on to Nathan Foreman. How are you, Nathan Foreman?
Nathan Foreman.
It's a simple name.
Thank you for giving me a name that I can read. So my name is Nate, and I bought a no-no-no blackest box for my cat to use as a bed, and it was $6 million, which at the time was very reasonable. I mean, that's not too pricey
That's not too pricey, but
I didn't know that you're making them.
I still wouldn't do that for an empty box.
I know you're making $6 million. Like, this must be...
I told you,
is that
successful business?
Is that like an extra special box, the blackest box?
Because it's black or something?
Maybe.
Okay, well, you don't even know, do you? So I received it.
I know all about my products.
Okay.
Okay.
Then tell me why this one's so special. So I receive it in the mail, and it's pretty small, so I just take it in the house. So it's small. But when I put my cat's blanket in it, it just disappeared. The blanket was gone just like that. There's a snap of a finger to indicate just how, like, quick it happened.
A snap emoji.
Oh, my God. Thankfully, I hadn't put my cat in it, but I reached in and tried to pull the blanket out, but it didn't work. All right, is this like some deep endless
hole? Courtney, what the hell?
And the blanket was gone. Courtney, I'm not mad, but can you please explain? Also, I want a replacement for his favorite blanket because that was really rude.
Wow.
P.S. Cam, I hate you and glow, glow, glow. Wow. Chloe, hey, girl. Hashtag no, no, no. Hashtag more like go, go, go.
Wow.
Hashtag away. Hashtag because my cat's blanket is gone. Okay.
Courtney, that's like robbery.
No, the box did what it's supposed to do. They just got the wrong box.
So I was about to say, why is this thing $6 million? It's because you can put something in it.
It's a $6 million blackest box.
Where it's just like this in a deep... It's small.
It's a magic box. It makes things disappear.
I would say so.
So how are they going to get their blanket back?
You know how things disappear in a black hole?
Yes.
It's the blackest box.
Where does it go?
You've literally made a black hole.
Where does it go?
That's why it's $6 million.
I understand that, but where does it, like, you put it in there and
it's tiny, but can people put, like, a body in that? What if...
No, don't answer that question because Kim will use it and vanish.
No. What if Nathan had put the cat in there?
Yeah.
I don't think the cat can fit.
Did it come with instructions?
It's a blanket. Nate said that they were going to use the box for a bed for their cat.
Yeah.
And they put the blanket down and it went bye-bye, Courtney.
Yeah.
They should have got the no, no, no bed box. They got the wrong box.
There's a bed box.
Who invented this box in the first place? Where do all these objects go? And like, why does this product exist?
I think the objects go to space.
This is like the perfect like evidence hider in the world.
That's pollution too. So not only is this robbery in the fifth degree, this is also pollution.
Nathan, I will happily buy another blanket for your cat. I'll buy 50 if you want.
Okay, great. I'm glad the cat wasn't hurt. But like,
and then what about a refund and purchase the bed box?
What about
they don't need
refund?
To get a refund because the product, unless they want to return it. I mean,
well, they want a replacement for the blanket, but I think they also should get a refund. Don't you, Courtney?
I'm buying them 50 blankets.
But
Kim, there is no need for a refund because they're not saying that they want to remove the box. They're just saying
so they
want to
keep
the blanket
that box.
Nate, are you a criminal?
I don't know. But that was very interesting. And Courtney, I don't know how many you made of these for $6 million. I understand now why it was $6 million because I imagine to create it cost about $3 million.
Yeah, a lot of funds went into this one.
Okay, yeah. So I imagine
Is it limited?
Someday we'll make a bigger one for people.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so watermelon.
The watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon. First topic, retcons. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I feel that retcons are so watermelon because sometimes a story just goes too far and they need to retcon it to make it better. Like sometimes I'm all for a retcon, like in a story, it's like, okay, that last movie sucked. Can we just pretend it didn't happen?
That's the case, then it's like, just remake it or something. But
no, because
you already have a story going, don't then like tell me something else is happening.
So yeah, like retcon is fine. Like if you like make it like work, like if I'm like watching something and the story sucks, I'm like, please, like, yeah, fine, like fix it. Yeah. Just do whatever.
If you have a story, stick to it. If you don't stick to it, honestly, you're just a liar.
Okay, well, they're sticking to the story, it's making it better.
I just accept it when it happens. whatever. It's all fake.
Well, that shows you're not truly passionate about what you're watching or reading.
Probably not.
Like in that one movie, Misery, that, you know, that car went off the cliff. You didn't get out of that, you know, that, what is it called? The Connie Cooney
car?
Yeah,
that was a retcon that Annie was not happy about.
Yeah, like they clearly landed and crashed, but now all of a sudden they have a parachute, but that's the better ending, right? And so that's what they went with.
It makes it sexier.
It does.
But it doesn't. Like, I kind of agree with Annie. Like, she didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car. So
yeah, but
stick with it.
No, but they made it work. Like, they didn't show it happen right after. Or like in Sim Fast if and the Furious, that person was sitting in the car, it blew up, and they found a way to make it. Oh, no, he snuck under it and went into the sewers. Like, no.
If that's what they want to put, that's what happened.
But yeah, and if it makes for a better story, go ahead.
If you're going to do that, fine. But what I hate is when a creator then says, like, or director, whoever, says, like, oh, that was the plan all along when it clearly wasn't. Like, don't lie to me.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Just tell me the truth and say, oh, we retconned that because the audience didn't like whatever.
Here's the thing.
Like, just tell me the truth. Like, we changed our minds because we got scared.
Yeah. I don't mind that, but like if it brings back a favorite character, my favorite character, and they have to retcon to do it. Like then I'm fine with it. But if it does do a stupid story, if it's a stupid story, I don't like that. It's a little different. But so it's the watermelon if done properly and to bring back
properly. And if you do it, just own it. Just say we did this because of this. Don't try to lie to me and be like,
they will rarely.
This was the plan all along.
Most of them will want to lie. So
they will rarely own it, and you know damn well.
So weak.
So it's the watermelon in the right
circumstances. Yeah, it's watermelon.
Yeah, it depends, but so watermelon if done with honesty. And I'm all about honesty.
Oh, please.
From my products to
toes. Hypocrite.
Next topic, finding a lost pet. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I mean, obviously so watermelon, unless
it's
that pet was a vicious
a
monster.
If it's my lost pet, it's so watermelon.
Yeah, if my pet is lost and you're finding it, that's so watermelon of you. But it's what you do when you find the lost pet, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah. So, like, if you find someone else's lost pet, it's like, oh, great, here's this responsibility I got to take care of.
How do you know, like, they're lost, though? They might just
thing.
Say you saw a sign that said, okay, lost puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk down the street and then you see that puppy. What do you do?
That's fine, because there's an obviously clear, like, oh, I remember seeing that flyer. There's the puppy.
Yeah, but
got
then
it.
What do you do? Do you take the responsibility of having to bring it all the way back? Or do you just,
that's a cute puppy.
Or do you just pretend you didn't see it?
No, I wouldn't pretend I didn't see it if there was a sign right there and there's a puppy. That's just laziness. Or you would call the number right then and say, like, listen, I saw your puppy at this address. Like, get your ass
come
over here. Come and get
that
it.
That is the responsible thing to do.
If there's no money attached to it, I'd be like, hey, saw your cat at this address. There it is. Bye.
Yeah, good
luck. Wouldn't do it out of the goodness
but
of your
if
heart.
They said, like, for $10,000, if anyone could see this puppy, it's like, hey, I got your puppy here. I got it water. I got it food. Does it have any allergies? You know what I mean?
That's a nice pocket change if you do get
some pocket change. And who doesn't like pocket change?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, if I'm busy, I'm saying I'm a really busy sim. Like, if I see a pet and I know it's lost.
So it's not your problem, basically.
I'm just saying I would call immediately. I would call my assistant.
But not wait with the...
You would call your assistant, but not even the people who are looking for the pet.
I don't... You know, Chloe, time is money.
So you would call and say, hurry up before they go to a different
location. I would
do
my absolute best to call my assistant, get them down there, call the number on the poster, and I'm already gone.
Okay, well... I guess you could say that's something other than nothing, right?
Yeah, I'm doing my part.
Okay.
Next topic, accidentally sending a text to the wrong person. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
so not watermelon.
It's really watermelon.
I've done it before and it's so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
One time Courtney sent me something that said Kim is such a bitch. And I'm like, did you mean to send this to me? And then she said yes.
Yeah. So that's not an example.
Yeah,
that is
an accident.
I know, but you were talking to me in the, with saying my name as if I was somebody else you meant to send that to.
I think she clearly was trying to deceive you. And then she revealed clearly that that's what she meant to do, honey. So
either way, you got the message.
Mm-hmm. So she was referring to you in a third person. Is that how you?
Yeah.
I just wanted you to make sure you knew it was about you.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's different. That's not a very good example.
Is that just clarifying then?
But I have yes, it's clarifying. But what for me, like I have done that for like things where I'm like trying to talk to like whatever it's like my like an ex or something, and then I'm sending it to like my current boyfriend. It's just like, I still miss you. And then it'd be like, wait, who do you still miss? It's like, you still miss me? It's just like, yeah, you. I still miss you. It's just, but my name's Jacob. It's like, sorry, Frank.
It sounds like you purposely sent that to your ex.
I have hidden their real names to protect the people involved.
And then it confuses you.
Yeah,
you
so confuse you confuse yourself.
Yeah, I confused myself, but I sent it to, like, I was dating someone and I was missing my ex, so I sent it to the person that I was dating, even though I was, like, drunken texting the wrong person, and they found out, and I didn't have to talk about it anymore. So it's embarrassing.
Now they're both your exes.
Yes. Well, the other one stuck around for a little bit. He was kind of a sugar baby. But
if I accidentally send a text, I just own it.
Yeah, but you don't really care.
Like, yeah, you saw those pictures. Get over it.
One day what I was pictures? Mad. Wait, yeah, Courtney, I don't want to know.
I
don't think we want to know, Chloe.
I think, okay, maybe our listeners at home do.
It's a booty hole picture.
Nobody likes
to
be
sent to the wrong.
No.
You know about that.
I know. I don't know about anything. I don't know about anything about booty hole pictures. I heard that some people I know have them.
Okay.
And if people come at me the wrong way.
Just going to say I have no shame.
Okay.
One day I was mad at Chloe. And I sent a text saying,
one day,
"F you, you ruined my whole fucking life." And then the person texts back saying, "This is your gardener."
Oh.
Next topic, secret talents. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
They're so watermelon, but don't like become full of yourself just because it's like, ooh, I have a secret talent. Watch me pull this one out at a party. It's like, that's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's not usually that talented.
If it's a secret talent, keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it a secret. Like, I don't care.
Probably not something everyone should see if it's a secret.
Yeah. And also depends on what the kind of secret talent it is, honey. Because if it's a certain talent that you keep with your significant other,
right.
And then, keep that a surprise. Keep it spicy. But
you can't go around at every party and be like, I've got a secret talent. Like, okay, then now it's not secret, nor do I think it's, it might not even be a talent.
Yeah. So,
like, don't be full of yourself.
Like, if you have a talent and you want to show it to the world, do it like with the intention of like, hey, this is my talent. Not like, ooh, I have this secret. Like, you're not special.
I will say I did have a secret talent and then the secret was out. I mean, once I opened my secret talent that a lot of people didn't know I had was starting successful businesses.
Oh, I thought you were about to say singing. I say no.
No, once that secret was out, it was no longer a secret, but people knew about my talent and they know about my talent.
No, I think, I think we're all waiting to see that talent come through because far.
I haven't seen the success.
That's a secret you're keeping. Like, no one.
No, it's in front of everybody's face. The secret is out. As soon as I launched, I knew and everybody knew.
No, it wasn't a secret.
Now, the bioweapons.
It's a talent.
Was a secret.
It's not a talent either. Your secret is that you have the ability to create
bioweapons. My secret is that I had a talent to create successful businesses, and then the secret was out. So I no longer have a secret talent.
Successful.
But I do have
bioweapons.
Vanish has a secret talent.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they don't release what they do, so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, secret talents are so not watermelon. Like, it's not like just like show it or shut up. Like,
it depends on the secret talent. So I'll say it's watermelon.
Last topic, being stuck in traffic. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon.
Really?
You like being stuck in traffic?
Being stuck in traffic because I'm not driving. Well, and it gets me plenty of time to be in the back of my, you know, my huge car and like just chill out. And it's my quiet time.
What
it's
if you
my
need
time
to be somewhere in a hurry, though.
That's what the jets are for. And I'm always on time, right? So like I use that time to really, you know, just drink my coffee.
You were literally not on time. Now I'm starting to think
I'm
starting to think you're late sometimes because you like to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah, the same way I'm late sometimes, just the same way you have a secret talent of being a good businesswoman.
Both are true.
Not true. So I use that time to, when I'm stuck in traffic, to be like, you know, I hear a lot of sirens and a lot of things going on, like move, move. And I'm just like, everybody calm down. Like, we're all going to the same place.
Why are there sirens when you're stuck in traffic?
No, like not sirens. I mean, like there could be sirens from other things, but I mean like horns. Stupid bitch, come on, work with me.
Oh, horns
and car horns and you know, crazy things going on. But I'm in my, you know, my big car with my driver, you know, handling all that stress, and I'm back there stuck in traffic, just enjoying myself.
I only like being stuck in traffic if I'm like about to meet up with mom or something, or she's making me do something I don't want to do. Then it's like, oh, can't do it, mom. Stuck in traffic.
You say as you're laying in bed.
Sometimes.
Yeah, let's be honest. Oh, honey, are you on your way? Stuck in traffic, mom, as I'm finishing my favorite TV show in bed.
I hate stuck in traffic because, as you know, I'm a high energy person. Always want to be on the go.
Courtney, you are traffic.
I don't block anybody's dreams.
Courtney Simtraffic. What's your name?
Courtney Simtraffic.
Dassim.
That's the name of your fandom.
I should make a traffic box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, as opposed to one where
so when people go into this traffic box, they're just permanently stuck in a car in traffic.
Maybe. That might work.
And you guys say that Glow 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 has issues? Really? She's
this is
making
one
things
box.
Disappear.
This is one box that if you
no
use incorrectly.
Dead. No one's dying.
Yeah. And even
no
when they go in there, who said
glow, glow, glow.
Who said that they're dying when they go in
said,
there?
Yeah, do you get injured at all? If a person were to stick their hand in there.
No, Kim, I'm saying that no one has died with her products. Yours, they have.
That has not happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they've just transformed, right?
We have systems.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is so watermelon if you use that time.
If you use it as... I think it's only watermelon if you use it as excuse. But other than that, that is, I'm getting in that private jet. I'm flying over these losers.
What you can do is listen to the Kardashian podcast. Like,
That's something. Make it watermelon by listening to the Kardashian podcast in traffic.
Yeah. And then just like, you know, click on the ratings, hit 5 stars.
Hit that 5 stars.
Yeah,
and you know
bored.
What? Your traffic will go by faster the second you rate us 5 stars. No more traffic.
Oh, look at this businesswoman lying to our audience.
This is the way my brain works, I think, in business terms.
Yeah, being a liar.
Yeah, and it's not a secret talent.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. All right, segment 3 is what we're about to start. You guys ready?
No.
Well, no, I was.
Shut up. It's called Who's the Smartest? We're given 3 random words we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First word.
Last time I got a half of a half point,
half point,
which was some BS.
So other you than got that,
we all flopped.
You got a quarter point. First word is simploce. S-Y-M-P-L-O-C-E.
Simploce.
I wonder if it's like simplace, though. Like, what if it's Italian? Simplace.
I doubt it.
Why do I have to say it like that, Kim?
Because you have to say things with an accent.
What, to be respectful?
Yeah, that's the way they would prefer you to say things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned this because I have a lot of international business with my business. And so anytime I greet somebody.
I thought you were going to say international warrants.
So bioweapons are gone, like, just like global. Simplace.
I mean, they might, not for me.
Simplace. I think it is something that is used as like, in like an ingredient, or maybe not the ingredient isn't the right word.
Like ginger.
But no, not like that. But like something that is used to, like, you know how like you look at a product and it has a whole bunch of like you look at the ingredients of something and it has a whole bunch of like weird, hard to pronounce words.
Yeah.
To like make like a certain type of like food or something like that. I feel like this is something that is used to craft something, but it's like one of those weird chemicals that you just can't describe. It's like includes high fructose corn syrup, simplace, and blah blah blah. So I feel
so
like it's an
like one of those.
It's like a weird ingredient. Yeah, a weird ingredient.
It's a binding ingredient.
Yeah, something that you can't pronounce, but you're gonna eat it anyway.
I don't know. It sounds like some sort of tool that you would use to like. It's weird that you said binding agent because I picture it as like one of those metal clamp thingies that like hold stuff together when you're not like welding or whatever.
Hand me simplace.
Or simplose, or however. Simplace. Simplace. It just sounds like a tool that holds things together.
I think it means something symmetrical.
That's like just like another word for it. A synonym.
Or maybe cut something in half, but then both sides are the same. Simplois.
So isn't that the same thing? Symmetrical?
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel like it's just like a word.
It does look like the beginning of the word starts with symmetrical.
It means a word or phrase repetition in two or more successive clauses.
Okay, so it's just something that is used in the, like, English, like, not the English language, but, like, something
but
that...
But, like, what's an example? You did say two, Courtney, but, like, you were saying, like, I think that's what symmetrical means is two.
I don't know if that's the same, though. Like, I don't really understand.
It's not the same.
It sounds like something that is used, like, in a sentence. Like, something that you say, like, to put two words together or something like that.
It says a rhetorical term for the repetition of words or phrases at both the beginning and end.
Yeah, it just sounds like a word that's used to describe.
So, like, saying, like, fried chicken is always fried.
I don't think so, honey.
Second word. Rotengen, Rotengen.
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 This sounds, once again, like almost it's describing something that is used in like a phrase. Like something you would hear.
I think this is where our brains are now. So we're just thinking grammar.
It's either one thing. It's either something that sounds like it's like in an engine. Like you like put this in the Rotengen and then it'll like go in a cycle.
Said it right.
To me, Rotengen sounds like just like a cycle. Like I don't know if we said it right or not, but it just sounds like a cycle of anything, whether it be like a cycle of like a spinning wheel or a cycle of like not the same as like repeating, but like just it just sounds like a cycle to me.
Something that moves in a circular,
not necessarily a circle, just a cycle, and that cycle could be anything. You understand? Rotengen.
I'm gonna go with what you actually said before because it does sound like a part of a motor.
Oh, interesting.
It's literally like there's a Rotengen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it helps pump the gases. I don't know what it does, but it's in the motor.
And it's psycho.
I'll just say it has something to do with the human body.
How?
Yeah.
like your rotigen cells.
So you think it's like a scientific word to describe something?
Yeah.
Like a biological.
Yeah, there's something going on. Rotigen.
It also sounds like a shampoo that will help grow your hair.
Is a legacy unit of measurement for the exposure of X-rays and gamma rays.
Interesting.
In particular, X radiation or gamma radiation.
Well, okay. They need to use X-rays on motors to make sure that everything is performing.
Let's not.
There's a lot of this going on at the Glow Factory.
Yeah, a lot of radiation.
Well, there's just squirrels. We probably do have rotigens at our facilities.
Yes, you do.
Well, it's in order to keep people safe. We keep measurements. I'm sure there's measurements of everything that needs to be measured.
I think we're referring more to the radiation.
Just like we have measuring tape.
No.
We have
squirrels.
Last word, Inly. Inly.
Should we try to make this
one?
Should we try to make this as simple as possible? Well, what do you think it is?
Maybe it's a different word for a belly button.
Well, innie and an outie.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an inly.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I literally just think it means to be inside, like the process in which you are inside of something, you are inly.
Okay.
The opposite of outly.
Okay.
That's pretty much
No, you said you're talking about the belly button.
Yeah you said that it has to do with the belly button.
Belly button, it's in.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking specifically about belly buttons. I am talking about the manner of being inside something. So
For me, I'm not sure, but it's such a simple word. It looks like such a simple word. Like, part of me just wants to keep it simple. It's not spelt E-N-D for in, like, inly, inly. Part of me kind of feels like it has to do with kind of being, like, I don't know, maybe endless. Maybe it's, like, a way of being endless, like, over time, just.
Even though it's spelt differently?
Yeah, but maybe it's just, like, what it means. I don't know, endless, to be endless, to continue,
to
a continuous, thing.
Like when you look in a mirror of a mirror.
Sure, that's an example.
The definition of endly means inwardly.
Oh my God, so that means I got it, right?
Pretty much.
Yes. But see, the more you keep it simple and the more you like have a business-oriented mind.
Well, then I got a proper point.
No.
Well, you were talking specifically about a belly button.
But the belly button's going inward.
But you said you get half a point.
Yeah, just like I did. You get 0.25.
That's the half.
No, you get 0.25.
That's a 0.25.
It's something better than nothing, right?
And I get a full point.
Yeah. Bitch.
Because it's the manner of being in.
Yeah, I was gonna say the exact same thing Kim did. I could have just kept it simple, but I just decided to.
I tried to be creative to
different.
Well, it's just like how you're an ambassador rather than an owner,
right? And that's,
you overthink things and you're not thinking about the most simple solution.
Sure. Don't be so full of yourself. Anyway.
Don't be so inly.
Whatever.
Your ass.
Excuse me?
Don't have your head be so inly.
Oh my God. Ass. You're the one who needs to get your head out of the inly. Like, you need to get your
head out of the sand.
Because your head's in the sand and you're so inly in the sand.
The head is inly in the sand.
Yeah. Get your head out of the sand. When there's problems around, there's squirrels going around your factory, Godzillas, what do? You go inly. You put your head in the sand.
I listen is what I do.
No, you don't. Anyway, congratulations on your 1 point.
Thank you.
Bitch. Anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening to the Kardashian podcast. Yeah, Be sure to check us out on all of the platforms and YouTube. And to also
don't
check
out that personalized audio message if it's not sold out.
Yeah, it'll be around if it is again, if it does well.
Yeah, just keep so, checking back.
Check back and look out for updates on the community page on SimGM Productions and on all forms. So thank you, everybody, so much. And
thank you for listening to us.
Are you eating? Are you walking? Are you having fur grow out of your face? Are you turning into a Godzilla? Are you playing?
No. Certain people have fur growing out of their face.
Are you playing
beer?
Are you playing video games? Are you stuck in traffic? It doesn't matter because you're listening to the Kardashian podcast.
Kardashian podcast.
Yeah.
Kardashian podcast.
Podcast. Love We're saying that. It together.
No. Okay. Thank you. Kardashian love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. To my podcast.
No, to our podcast. You are a star.
Bye. Correct. Nice.
See you later.
My podcast.
It's not yours.
It's my podcast.
It is not yours.
Love it.
You don't pay for it.
I pay for it every day when I see you bitches.
Mom does.
I pay for it every day when I see you two bitches.
Oh my God.
Bye.
You want to end
Bye.
This sour note?
Bye. No, I don't. Shut up. Bye.
Yeah.
Let me end out our podcast, which is going to be mine.
Everyone take care.
I'm buying the
Everybody
rights.
Have a good
I
time.
I'm buying the See rights to the podcast. Bye.
Great
Apple
ratings.
Podcast review. You know, get us up there. We want to be number one in comedy. You know what I mean? Everybody, and they just keep making the same.
Simrina, you're in luck because we will be putting out a glow, glow, glow shaving cream. And that could come in.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you going to give them shaving cream free of charge?
I'm going to definitely send the link free of charge.
I ordered my SimGM merch, which I was very happy with.
Well,
however, at the bottom of the box, I found a sample of Booty Booty Pop Juice. So now you're starting to send. Wait.
No, that's.
I was about to say, we don't put our products with. We don't mix our products. No. I was about to say. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
What was the word for it? Reflux.
Yeah.
That's reflux. Okay. People are fighting for their lives, and my ass is still flat and booty holeless. And I bought a no back set. Wait, black set box.
Blackest box.
Black. Oh, wait. Why am I saying set? I thought it was set to the S and I put it with an E. P.S. Kim, I hate you and the glow, glow, glow. I can't read today.
No.
It's because the way the lower case and all this shit.
It's like,
Okay.
Wow. So you're not going to say anything to him?
I don't do it.
He doesn't do it as often.
I haven't done it at all.
Okay, but
yeah,
I don't do it
often.
She's
stopped.
Not going to say anything to me because I don't do it all. Yeah, I just burp, but do you see me do it every podcast?
So
no.
Disgusting.
I burp every other, like, what? Maybe
it's
every
the manner in which
three.
You do it.
The burps, I'll bring them back.
No, you do the burp.
And you just go.
Like you want attention.
And you just go.
Right. Yeah, mine come out because I'm just fucking breathing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hate
so
being
it can,
stuck in traffic because, as you know, I'm a high energy person.
Oh, yes.
Go. Oh, yeah.
Always want to be on the go.
Courtney, you are traffic. Like a metal band.
I think.
Yeah, it just sounds like a word that's used to describe.
So like saying like fried chicken is always fried.
I don't think so, honey.